Welcome to the Prosperity Podcast for entrepreneurs who are ready to drop the hustle and earn more. I'm your host, Danielle Amos, business and success coach, certified Proctor Gallagher Institute consultant, and lifestyle entrepreneur. Each week, I'll bring you amazing entrepreneurs who have built wealth, harnessing the power of their mind. Prosperity and money are truly about energy, and I'm on a mission to help you create financial abundance through the power of thought. It's time we started normalizing conversations about money and create the wealth that is yours. Are you ready? Let's do this. Welcome to episode 219 of the Prosperity Practice. My name is Danielle Amos, and I am your host. This is the podcast that has you living your most abundant life. Today, I want to talk about the power, the significance of this eclipse season. So not only on April 8th do we have the solar eclipse, we've also had a lunar eclipse not too long ago. We had a full moon. We have a new moon coming up. We have Mercury retrograde. And then we have a very small planet, Chiron, in something called Kazemi, which means that it's, and this is also on the 8th, by the way, this means that it's about 1 degree from the sun based on where it's orbiting. So I'll share the significance of all of this. Did I say Mercury retrograde as well? I'll share the significance of all of this. And I just want to ask you a few questions first. So have you noticed like intense energies? Like I heard from people yesterday, I don't know what it is, but I just don't feel like doing what I used to do to make my business thrive. I'm not feeling it anymore. It doesn't feel aligned, or the clients that I used to have, I'm like not really interested in working with them, or the process that I used to do doesn't feel right, or this relationship feels like it's run its course. These clothes don't feel right on my body. I think I'm over alcohol or eating a certain way. One person I know is no longer vegan. Interesting. And the conversations that I'm hearing and what I'm noticing in my circles is that it's like a completion of a season or an era in many different areas of people's lives. So it's not just relationships, although I am hearing a strong theme in relationships, whether that's like work relationships, romantic relationships, relationships people have with like partnerships. So whenever for me, I pay attention, you know, to recurring themes or conversations that are similar, not like in this masses circle, you know, like a lot of people are fearing something. I don't pay attention to that. It's more like, you know, my conversations with conscious people and just like those that are very sensitive to energies, or I'm just noticing, interesting. I'm hearing this a lot. And it's more than, you know, just like winter's over and it's time for me to get rid of my winter clothes and pack them away and get out the spring ones. It feels way more significant than that. And so the more that I've become educated, and through a few of my mentors and then some very like important resources that I've been reading and really educating myself on what this season means, and you know, getting my own information through meditation, is that yes, exactly that. This has been the season of letting go and purging and releasing. And this has been happening, and we felt called to let go on all levels. So not only in our physical world with physical items and relationships and things like that, but also the mental or the spiritual realm, like the intellectual realm, the limiting beliefs, the fears that perhaps you've been carrying around for some time that just no longer feel real. Like, I've had a fear of heights, for example, and all of a sudden I feel called to go up the CN Tower. Really interesting. And so this season of letting go has been for a while. I've been talking about it in my social media for quite some time. It feels like weeks, if not a couple months. And change and letting go and releasing can be heavy. You know, I've written that my human hurts because some of the things I'm releasing have been in my life for close to 20 years. And it's been a way that, like, my identity, I'm letting go of an old identity. And I'm grieving that and honoring that. And that's been heavy at times, and it's been emotional. Had periods where I've cried for days, where I've screamed at the top of my lungs, where I've completely broken down. And personally, I'm allowing the emotions to flow to and through me. I'm transmuting them. I'm being witnessed. I'm leaning into my coaches, healers, mentors. It feels like every other day I'm getting some sort of support, like, if not every day, with healings. Like, I spent 2.5 hours in healing sessions. And this is like day after day. Met in meditation, in the hot tub, getting massages, reading, drinking tea by the fire, in my PJs. And not in a victim mode, by the way, just in a way of self-care and love and compassion for the season. And understanding that the human side of me hurts and is sad. Because, you know, I think, as Buddha says, so much of our suffering comes from attachment. I have attachment to my old way and my old life. I liked it. It was great. And yet what I became aware of during this eclipse season, and it was so clear, I had a knowing that I could no longer take many of these things with me in the future because my new identity, where I'm going, is not at all a match. And so some of you may feel the same. And if so, I just want to validate it. And if not, if you haven't felt the need to let go, what I would encourage you to do in that next week or month, you know, the eclipse season just, you know, doesn't necessarily have to be by today, is you can continue to get yourself in integrity and let go and look for areas that you can clean up. Because we all have areas of, like that, right? Might be clean your office, go through your clothes. And now's the time. So there's a few things that I've become aware of as far as like the alignment of the planets, the lunar eclipse. I thought that period was intense. And this past week has been more intense. And what I was just saying is that I've noticed so much, like the energy's changing each day. I'm feeling lighter and lighter and lighter. And, you know, as we approach today, the Monday, the 8th, it's so interesting to me how quickly the energy can change. And that's something that I've really noticed. I've also noticed how fast manifestations are happening. And as you let go and release what no longer serves you, see it as you releasing literally blocks in your nervous system or blocks in your body where the energy needs to flow for the transmutation of energy for you to manifest, going from thoughts into physical form, right? That's how manifestation happens. If you have these blocks, like see that there's not a clear pipeline for the energy to move through you and therefore into form. And so the blocks like literally can kink your hose. And so doesn't it make sense as you resolve these, as you heal these limiting beliefs, these fears, that you create a more clean hose? You're literally taking out the kinks or taking out what's been clogging your hose. And so as you remove those, like I've been feeling lighter, cleaner, like, and I've been a clean, squeaky clean vessel. And so then what I'm noticing is manifestations are just speeding up, happening faster. And so now is a time to be really conscious of what it is you are asking for, because manifestations happen for those things you desire and those things you worry about. So being really aware and disciplined in your thoughts, in your conversations, in your writing, in your posts, because it all matters. I'm just noticing it's really fast, like within hours in some cases. And this makes a lot of sense to me. One of the other things I notice is how lighter, like physically, I'm releasing weight. Well, it makes sense because, you know, negative emotions like shame and guilt and like any protective energy, we hold that in the body, negative energy in the body, that protection. And for a lot of women, it's actually in the belly area. And I've noticed how my physical body is changing, of course. And I was saying to a colleague that I can literally feel my DNA, my like upgrading. And it's been uncomfortable because change is uncomfortable. Of course. And it's like this rebirth season. And I know I'm not the only one. So I go into detail on all of this in the eclipse pre-work. For those of you who have joined the eclipse ceremony, congratulations. Those that haven't, we'll put the link in the show notes. And even if it's past, it's still potent. So there's still an opportunity. And the recording of the activation is potent. So you'll have access to that for 30 days, which you'll want to listen to on repeat. So for those of you in the activation, sorry, in the ceremony, you've got all the journal prompts for you to take responsibility for any negative emotions that you get to heal. And then as a group, we have the meditation so that like anything that you've got to like shake off through the guided meditation, your subconscious mind will know what else you're ready to release in this eclipse season. So trust in all of that. So I'm so glad, you know, we've got you covered. But here's the thing that you want to understand is that Chiron, a very small planet, the Kazemi is this, the fact that it's like 1 degree from the sun. And it's not usually, right? Well, this planet highlights the doubts. And they're coming conscious for a reason. So that's really important to understand. Also, we have Mars. Planet Mars is fire, red, fire, heated, increase energies. So this season's going to call on a lot of inner and outer strength. You might notice that you feel like you're like, oh, again, like you're being called to persist and to rise, and you can, and we're doing it together. So part of the ceremony is actually a declaration to release and then rise. And then we'll hold you through this activation for your highest timeline, your highest self. It's so potent. Now, if these energies aren't understood or aren't leveraged, you might find yourself feeling like, oh, like a lot of nervous energy, or fear energy. But you want to transmute that because it's actually can be transmuted into like an adrenaline rush. Like what I'm noticing is that on the other side of this is that I have so much energy. Like I'm jumping out of bed in the morning. I'm staying up late because I'm just so fueled by the ideas and the desires that I have. And so you can transmute it. But if it's not understood, this kind of energy can create friction, fights, like a lot of nervousness, like uncertainty. And so you can transmute it to work for you. One thing that I noticed that I've been really having to keep myself conscious about is because the energy is so intense and it feels like go, 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 is that I've really consciously, like, there was a point where I was like, no, relaxing, relaxing, healing, healing. And then it was like, oops, okay, got it. Like, I'm ready to step into the new. And I've had to remind myself to like continue to relax and book in that extra massage and meditation. And because it isn't about the hustle, you want to actually do the opposite and slow down, meditate, nap, rest, refuel. Because as you, well, my mentor, Bob Proctor, used to say, you want to slow down to speed up. It's not going to be logical. And the more you slow down and connect to your inner being, your highest self, the more intuitive guidance you'll receive from that goal achieved energy. And then when you act on that, your results will be quantum leap energy rather than you just acting from your paradigm or your habitual self and go, go, go mode. That will get you more of the same and it's not beneficial. So this is such a huge opportunity. If you really do take advantage of the eclipse, and I encourage you to come to our ceremony, you have an opportunity to let go of fears and limiting beliefs in a way that they never return on that level. You'll have an opportunity to reevaluate where you have been and literally choose the highest timeline for you, yourself. There's literally gold on the other side of this work. So although it might feel intense, it's worth it. Gosh, it's so worth it. And so I encourage you to do the healing work, to lean into the scary feelings, to get support. You're not alone. It's time to heal. And on the other side is so much beauty. So much beauty, and it's quantum leap. So our theme in the Success Club is actually Momentum May, because once all of this is clear, you have a clean space to create anything that you desire. And like when I say anything, you get to decide. You decide what that timeline is. You calibrate to the highest vision that you can possibly create for yourself. Potent. So if you're not yet in the Success Club, get in the Success Club, because we're going through quantum leap strategy in May, actually showing you what it takes to create a quantum leap. And when I mean quantum leap, I mean for like 10xing your results. It's easier, did you know? This is a book actually, to 10x than double. Yep. Because it's energetics. It's not about doing more. And as the world lets go of the 3D, you know, many of us are raising our conscious awareness and moving from the 3D world to the 5D. And it's important. Now is the time. It's not about the doing. It's about the energetics. It's about your consciousness, awareness. And so success, as it's defined in what we believe creates success, it's not hard work. Never has been. And we've seen lots of evidence. I know I've created success from hard work. That's no longer the paradigm. It's time. Really, it's really time. Isn't that incredible? So I'm going to go deeper on a few of these concepts in the Plus episode for our subscribers. If you're not yet a subscriber, please join us. I'm going to go into some specifics as to how the planets might be affecting you, and just some interesting things to know and what's coming up, you know, in the next month or two that you can become aware of and leverage. And if anything, join us on Monday. Join us on the eclipse ceremony. You're going to love it. Thank you for being here, and expect abundance. I love you.